Hello, and welcome to the weekly intuitive update. It is a couple days late this week, a few days late this week, and thank you for being present and listening to this recording. I've been pretty busy being out in the desert at the moment. I'm with like a small group of other van lifers as well. And we are basically just quarantining together. And I've been out in the desert for 2 weeks now. And basically with the van life, everything takes longer and more work than it does when you're stationary, when you're in like a sticks and bricks home. Everything like cooking, cleaning, getting your life together, trying to get work done, trying to like dealing with technology, all that stuff takes 1 to 3 times as long as it does when you're, you know, in a more stationary setting. So yeah, I've been creating more content and also just trying to be a human, and take care of my basic needs while I'm out here. I'm in a space now where there's no amenities. I'm overlooking the Salton Sea, and yeah, you're responsible for getting your own water, your own food, your own power, all that stuff. And so, yeah, it's been an interesting experience. I feel really, really blessed to be with this group of people that I'm with, supportive kind of energy, supportive kind of way of that we're moving through this. And yeah, but like everyone else too, I am also like in a state where like I don't know what the fuck is happening. What is happening personally in my life? What is happening in the world? I mean, honestly, in terms of the world, like I keep up with the news. I check in with my loved ones daily. And I don't feel like this sense of helplessness in terms of what is happening in the world. Mostly because it's out of my control, and so I just don't let my thoughts and potential like anxieties like rest there. I try to primarily concern myself with where I am now, what I can be doing better, how I can be of service, how I can be in alignment with my purpose, and also how to just like care for myself and find joy in the day-to-day life. And so in that, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I know I'm not the only one that feels that way. But of course it's sort of like amplified by this like nomadic like lifestyle that I live, because on this land we're on, it's public land. It's not national parks, not a state park. It's just like free land where you can like camp on. It's called BLM land. I think I might have mentioned it before in like previous videos when I was in New Mexico. And so you can stay out here for 2 weeks. And so after 2 weeks, it's like, okay, what comes next? And then in these particular days, it's like, am I doing enough? What am I meant to be doing in this moment? I feel called to be supportive of the collective right now, but am I in a doing what I'm meant to be doing, which, you know, that's like a lofty fucking ask to make of oneself. But I do feel like what we are, the card that I pulled for us for the weekly spiritual update this week, weekly intuitive update this week, is a helpful, supportive, but still perhaps like a little daunting kind of card for us to be able to help navigate some of what we're going through right now. The card that I pulled for this week is the Magician. And so the Magician, to me, when I see this card and I'm in this state of like, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know what's happening. When I see the Magician, my first thought is, okay, what do you want to make happen? What is it that you are wanting to manifest and bring into your life in this moment? So if you feel helpless, what can you do to harness like this like liminal space that we're all in now? Because quarantine, it is a moment of pause. It is about reflection and pause, but pause is not about being in a state of helplessness. It's not about giving up or feeling or letting yourself be kind of taken by the feeling of fear that comes with when you're dealing with the unknown. So this card is asking us, like, where can you take direction? Where can you direct your intentions? And where can you, like, find faith in your ability to, like, change direction? And how much do you trust that you have the things that you need in order to get going? Like, the magician isn't necessarily like, well, we're having a hat. This is like, everything is, like, figured out right in this moment. However, it is asked, and, you know, sometimes it can be like that. But for the most part, it's about the intention. It's about the saying, the knowledge of being one that is the manifester, one that is in control of, like, the direction of your life. So it's a card that's asking us to trust in ourselves in this moment. And it's not like blind to the very real, like, challenges that we are experiencing right now, but it's asking us to find our power, our moments of strength, and our moments of clarity in spite of what is happening on the outside. So yeah, this is a big, and I called this card daunting in addition to being helpful and supportive, because when we see a card like this, that means that is our responsibility to vocalize our needs because the magician is ruled by Mercury. It is about, one must, and also if you think about the phrase abracadabra, the translation for that is I create as I speak. And so we're in this, like, kind of territory of the magician is like, it's like, do you believe that you are capable of manifesting change? How much can you, what energy can you bring to this sort of, like, redirection in life? And I also want to, like, recognize and hold space for the fact that this can feel really fucking hard right now. There's a lot that one can be afraid of in this moment. But what I would invite you to do as part of the invitation of the magician is to focus on what you know to be are the facts for your life in this moment. And to take it from there, recognize the reality of the unknowns, and allow yourself to take the small steps that you can to call in something new, because that is the gift in being in liminal spaces. You can make anything out of it, or near anything. So it's like this message for the collective too. It's like, what kind of community do you want to live in? How do you want to be supported by your governments? How do you want to support the people that you care about? How do you want to support the marginalized? All these are important questions to think about, and they matter in the context of your empowerment as well, because you have to choose to believe that your actions and your sense of well-being can make a positive impact on the world, and that it will spur you to action in a way that is not just about you. You caring for yourself cares for the community. So yeah, that is the message for this week. I will bring the next update on Tuesday or Wednesday as usual. But yeah, thank you for taking time to listen. I hope that you all are hanging in there. I'd love for you to, like, share your thoughts in the comments. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I'll check in with y'all in just a couple days. All right, you take care.